That nice firm butts at the Tour de France as well. That's what they are. That's where the power comes from, and the big butts, and not just the grass, but in the cycling as well. Phil Rockner's got the latest for us. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, fellas. Also, a good tip, lay your lawn the day you get it too. Otherwise, it lays till yellow. You're rolling it out.
Spot on. Spot on. And that can sometimes be hard to get that back, Phil. Once it goes yellow, you're up against it.
Well, exactly right. There's a whole group of us down here who are quite into it. So you're talking to the converted, mate.
And Speaking of yellow, I just hope he's got the Sewattle Buffalo. If he's gone anything other than that, he's done the wrong thing.
It's
going
to be a rough day.
My goodness me, what has become of us? Now, Phil, speaking of yellow, who's in it at the moment in the Tour?
Yeah, look, it's still our boy Primoz Roglic who runs the Tour. Last two stages, boys, have been pretty flat. So the big hitters have put their swords away and have just survived. You know what it's like when you get 160 dudes all wanting to be in the same spot at the same time. It can get quite hectic. Yeah. Last night's stage win was the Aussie, of course, Caleb Ewan, getting another victory. He was supreme for a number of reasons. A, he did it without a lead-out train. He had the boys who worked for him, but then he just finds a way to find the gap to get to the finish line. He really is quite clever on a bike, and he's very fearless. And he was, again, the fastest guy. Quick enough, boys, that he could turn around and give the one finger. Now, I mean the pointer finger, salute to the crowd while he was getting across the line. That's how quick he is. He had that much of a gap, which in sprinting terms is an eternity. So he's done a very nice job.
Well, you tipped that, I reckon, with us on Monday that Caleb Ewan would get another stage win in the next little bit. So well done to you. He took out the 11th stage, our man, the Aussie, from Australian perspective. Anyway, what about Peter Sagan? Did he get sort of banished to the back of the field for being a loose dude?
Yes, he bumped shoulders in the finale, and Peter Sagan, the man who likes to make a party, he was not making a party, he was getting relegated. He's in a bit of strife at the moment. He's had the last seven green jerseys all to himself. I mean, he's just got a lock on it. But this year, Sam Bennett, the Irishman, is doing a very nice job. He's 60-something points ahead of him. And the way the point structure is, it's going to be hard for him to get that back. So that relegation was massive for his chances of grabbing an eighth green jersey. But let's be honest, he's had a fair lock on it. Nice to see someone else having a swing in green. But the relegation, boys, if you veer off your line just like, you know, any other sports in that situation, you do get bumped back.
Well, we had an incident. What was that race not long ago where we had that horrible accident with someone getting offline in a sprint to the finish?
That's right. In one of the early lead-up races, too, it was...
Yeah.
And look, these guys, if you think about what these guys are doing, they're racing at 60, 70 k's an hour at 1,000 watts with, you know, lactic acid screaming through their minds. It's hard to keep that line. And when they do come down, they've got Lycra and a bit of plastic on their head that protects them. It's insanely brave of these boys and how quick they go.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Now, tell us about the COVID situation, because on the weekend, Christian Prudhomme tested positive, which was quite bizarre because not only could it affect the Tour, but it might affect the Prime Minister. Because he was hanging out with him in the car for a couple of days as well, I believe.
Yeah, this is 2020, right? So Christian Prudhomme is the guy who runs the race. He's the race director. You'll see him, you would have seen him, and you might not know, but you'll have seen him in that red car that follows the race around. What he generally does in that red car, he has dignitaries in there, and he has wealthy sponsors in there and that sort of stuff. We're never going to get a shot in the red car. But at the moment, you don't want to be in there because he tested positive on the rest day 3 days ago and has been sent home. The Prime Minister was in the car as well during stage six, he might have been in there. So he's obviously in quarantine as well or in doubt. Four teams have had positives with their service support people. Ineos, which obviously has the Tour de France favourite in Bernal, Mitchelton, the Aussie team, Cofidis and AG2R have all got one positive away from being expelled from the Tour, which is massive news as well when you think about the fact that Ineos has the potential race winner and has had the race winner for the last 400 years. This is a team that could be leaving the Tour if they get another positive. So it's very, very, knife edge for those guys. I will rest say, too, that Prudhomme, the race director, he wasn't part of the bubble. So he doesn't interact with the riders per se on a after race basis. So he's not part of that. So hopefully the riders have avoided that. But it's look, the whole race, boys, is seriously on a knife edge given the way France is getting so many positive tests at the moment. It really is frightening for those who are on it.
Yeah, well, let alone the fact that the French Open's just around the corner and they're keen to get people involved in the stands. So we'll see what happens there. But what about tonight's stage? Are we getting some mountains soon? I like mountains, Phil.
So do I. I watched the flat stage kind of, you know, with some interest. But we're finally going up to the Central Massif tonight. There are it's one for the puncheurs, the ones who can actually ride a undulating terrain. We'll get a break early, I reckon, and they may or may not win the day, but certainly there'll be a few boys up the road trying to get some TV time. And as the race continues tonight, so too will the higher mountains come on later this week. But certainly it's up and down this week with today and tonight, I should say, which will make good viewing with your cup of tea and Vicky as you watch tonight.
I'm looking forward to a couple of Vickies and several cups of tea. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat as always. We'll touch base soon.
No worries, fellas.